Brown is one of the co-founders of Avicar. It's a company that's harnessing remote reality technology in an incredibly interesting way. They're using this technology in sports cars, allowing drivers to race these cars remotely from hundreds to thousands of miles away. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Cartier to talk to him about Avicar and to learn more about the technology that's involved in this first-of-a-kind venture. And the full interview is available now if you'd like to listen to it. At the end of that conversation, as I do with all my guests, I asked Cartier a series of rapid-fire questions to which he had some great answers. Take a listen. To finish things off, we always have our rapid-fire section at the end. Bunch of quick questions, quick answers. You ready?
Okay, let's do it.
What's the first car you ever bought or owned?
Porsche Carrera 2015 Navy.
What a great car to start with.
Yeah, love that
car. Tell me your best speeding ticket story. You got to have a speeding ticket story with a car like that.
Yeah, we were on our way to a music video in Queens, I believe. It was a Pusha T, the music artist, and it was a short film that Jay-Z actually financed. It's called Darkest Before Dawn. So Jay-Z financed our first short film. And we were speeding, rushing out to set. And I got pulled over for speeding. And then they found it was a whole thing. Then it was a suspended license. And I had to go in for 2 hours, come back to set later that day after everything got squared away. It was unbelievable.
Were you found guilty? Guilty as charged?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have it back now. So, you know, all's good.
So you won't be late to the set next time. What's the fastest you've ever driven a car on a normal street?
I want to keep my license, so maybe I shouldn't say anything.
All right. Good answer. Besides the Avicar car, what's your favorite sports car?
I would say the Ferrari Monza. I love that. That's one of the most beautiful design cars ever made, I think, in my opinion.
Favorite race car driver?
Lewis Hamilton.
So on Future Car Podcast, we like to talk about what cars are going to be like in the future. And of course, they'll be autonomous. So they'll become like living rooms on wheels. And so you're taking a 5-hour trip. You're going from New York City to Boston, say something like that, right? What is in your living room on wheels? It can be anything you want.
I guess I'd have my laptop. Can't go anywhere without that. Some music. A steering wheel for the Avicar, driving a car inside of a car.
Remote control driving in an autonomous car. You know, I love it.
I'm a minimalist. I'm simple with it.
What person, living or not, would you want to spend that 5-hour car ride with?
Steve Jobs.
Out of all the music videos or movies you produce, which one stands out the most and why?
I think probably that speeding ticket story, the Darkest Before Dawn, when Jay-Z financed the production. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's still kind of like unreal, but yeah, it was like a short 100K quick little thing we did. And
all these celebrities, these movie stars, these music artists all have like reputations. And probably before you start to work with them, you've got an idea of what they're going to be like. Which one, after you've met them and started working with them, surprised you the most in like, oh, wow, I didn't think they're going to be like that?
I would say Diddy, actually. He's a genius. There's a lot more to him than meets the eye. He knows what's going on. He's someone I just learned from and great guy.
If you could magically invent one thing, what would it be? Snap your fingers, poof, it's there. What is it?
ChatGPT-5.
You know, 4 is not good enough for you, huh?
I got to get the fifth one.
You need
the next,
one more. You got to have one more.
Yeah.
If you could uninvent one thing, what would that be?
I say nuclear war.
There you go. And finally, last question. Tell us something about yourself that would surprise friends and family, something they do not know, something that your mom would say, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. The hardest you've thought about any question, I can tell.
That's a tough one. I'm just very appreciative of life. And I guess I don't give that off too much, or I don't tell enough people that, but I do really appreciate life and being around good people that are smart and are passionate about doing something unique and big. I don't know if that's too surprising, but it's definitely something I guess I'm not vocal enough about. So you're helping. It's like my therapist right now. Thanks, Ed.
No charge.
Okay. I appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, Cardi, thank you so much. Good luck with Avicar. Good luck with finding some great drivers. And thank you so much for joining us on the Future Car Podcast.
Much appreciated. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
So now, in addition to learning about the innovation behind Avicar, we know a little bit about Cartier Brown himself. Thanks again to Cartier for coming on the show, and we're excited to see how Avicar continues to grow, evolve, and innovate. This has been a Future Car Rapid Fire episode. Thank you all for listening.